Hey everyone, it's Steve-O from Not Another Bee Horrorcast, and you're listening to another great production on the 4Eye Radio Network. For more great shows, check out www.4eyeradio.com.
You've entered Victory Road, a Pokemon podcast.
Welcome to episode 49. A Pokemon podcast on the 4Eye Radio Network. It's now time to catch them all with your host. I'm Kyle, also known as Deadpool Ranger.
And I'm Doug, also known as Icky Booley.
To listen to the show, find us anywhere that you listen to podcasts like BlackBerry Podcast or Google Play Music. This podcast is brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs, illustrations and design that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit RevengeLover.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that jazz.
We're here and we're saying stuff.
We are here. And you know what? We're going to be saying stuff about a very special episode of the Pokemon anime.
Yeah! I'm excited.
I am too. So, for those who don't know what we're talking about, we are about to watch a banned episode that never made it outside of Japan.
Never.
And it is The Legend of Dratini.
Yes, this is an episode that confused so many children by merely not existing.
Exactly. And what's funny is, like, nobody knew that this episode did not exist until, like, later on in the anime when Ash goes to Professor Oak's and he's like, oh, hey, look, there's all 30 Tauros you caught. And everyone's like, wait, what?
Yep. I was like, when did he get those? Like, I don't understand exactly. What, like, happened.
Yeah. I was like, I missed an episode? That's not possible. How did I miss an episode? Yeah,
impossible.
And, of course, this was also before the internet existed, so...
Well, I'm sure there were pockets of the internet that were, like, keenly aware of this, but the majority of the audience was, you know, like, 10 years old.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the internet as we know it certainly did not exist.
Yeah, and I wasn't allowed on the internet.
Right.
And all I could do was just play Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, which, hey, I mean, maybe we should all just go back to Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yes. In the Hot Wheels racing game. That was fun.
I don't know that one, but it sounds fun.
It was. Anyways.
Yeah.
So we're doing this. It's a Japanese episode, obviously. There are subtitles. Uh-huh. So you might hear the audio, but you're not going to know what's going on. So hopefully we'll do a good job of describing it. But we do recommend that you watch this with us. We'll put a link to the episode that we found in the description so you can go watch it. Yeah.
Let's just dive in, because I feel like this episode in itself is its own sort of beast and fun fact and description, and it's so weird. I'm so excited.
Yes. Yeah, I'm also excited for you to see the Japanese opening.
Yeah, me too. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, we were just talking about this last episode, I believe.
Yeah. Let's dive in.
Yes. Let me just hold on 1 second. All right. So I have it zeroed out on the video.
Okay.
So I guess on the count of three, we'll hit play. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, play.
There are card energy icons floating around on the screen.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because those card icon, or like energy icons, never appear in the English version that I'm aware of. Ooh.
Yep, there's a lot of stuff that they didn't use
in
our
opening.
I like that
shot. Ooh, Pidgeot Fearow battle.
Mm-hmm.
That we've seen. Ooh, rain. Some Poliwhirl and rain.
Poliwrath. Them camping. But wait, here's the best part. Zapdos, Articuno, Moltres!
Whoa, who knew Moltres even existed? Not me.
I thought Arcanine was the legendary for that.
Yeah, weird.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with that Pokeball there, Ash? Just gonna pose in front of these energy icons.
Yeah.
Oh, little Rhyhorn.
Mm-hmm.
Good music, by the way. They're playing like Pokemon Center music. Oh wait, you can hear that. Oh, little Nidorina, Nidorino.
Ash is singing. He's finally happy he's in the Safari Zone.
Yeah, so I guess we're finally in the Safari Zone. Finally. Officially. Safari Land. Pardon me. They're just very excited to get Pokemon, okay? They're singing, Brock. Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go. It begins. Old Man Warden. Guns on his hips.
And that's why it's banned. Right
so,
there.
So, okay. I saw, you know, I know we talked about this a little bit, and I saw a little bit of confusion online. The big difference is that the Warden actively and verbally threatens them with being shot.
Yeah.
So, like, points a gun and says, do you want to get shot? and then I think later in the episode, more stuff happens that makes this pretty distinguishable from Officer Jenny's...
he's pointing the gun again.
Pointing it directly at Ash's head. Ooh, a little picture of a Dratini.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Then why have a... So he says that there is no Dratini there, but then takes the picture away. Why have the picture up if you don't want people to know that there's a Dratini?
Yeah, no Dratini. Oh, okay. Calling Professor Oak. That's smart.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Tell us why... Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oh, Professor Oak knows the Warden.
Huh. They're talking about the Stratini as if it's the only one in the world.
Right?
Oh gosh, they destroyed the entire Safari Zone trying to find the Stratini.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad. It's not a legendary Pokemon. Don't lie to us.
It's a pseudo-legendary.
All right, so they're all armed with their little fishing rods and safari balls and stuff. Team Rocket, of course, eavesdropping.
Yep.
Oh, Meowth's voice is so good.
And Professor Oak was saying that basically people were showing up to Safari Zone looking for the Dratini, and nobody could find it, but they were capturing all these Pokemon, destroying the ecosystem. And there's an ad. Alright. So, unfortunately, this video does have ads. We're just going to edit out the part where the ads were, so once you guys are listening to this, just pause this episode until yours is ready, and then we'll continue on. Unfortunately, this is what happens with banned episodes. You only can watch in certain places, so. Okay. 1, 2, 3... Play.
All right. So now they get to go into the actual Safari Zone, see what they can find, but they only have a certain number of Safari balls. Oh, nope, JK, they got stopped by Team Rocket.
And here comes Team Rocket.
Oh, they're doing their little spiel. Oh, they're actually being shot at.
Actually,
by the
exact same.
The one's actually shooting Team Rocket. I guess.
That's awesome.
I guess it's pretty clear what the difference is. Well, that's what's funny is I see people talking about like, oh, well, these episodes both have gun. It's really not the gun. It's the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to escape and got caught in their own parachute. Seems on brand.
Yep.
Oh, a competition.
And if Ash and company win, Team Rocket will leave them alone. Ash accepts the challenge.
Of course. Oh.
And then James says, if you guys lose, we'll have all your Pokemon.
Which seems not like a fair result.
No, and it's not really... It's just like Ash, though, to basically say, okay, and then find out what happens when they lose.
Right. Well, and I guess it's also sort of Team Rocket's entire goal is to just, like, take people's Pokemon. So, I'm thinking.
Yes.
Oh, no!
Here comes a whole bunch of Tauros.
Its main attack is Tackle. Cool. I like that all of their, tails are swaying in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. So both Brock and Ash threw balls.
Ash got his. And Brock got his. So Brock has a Tauros too.
Yeah, I love how they're like, Tauros are so... Yeah. Not unless they're all sharing the same 30 Pokeballs.
Yes. I mean, I guess Team Rocket doesn't play fair, so why should they?
Oh, there's an error right there in the subtitle. It says Rhydon when that's a Rhyhorn.
Go Safari Ball! Oh. Okay, so the stampede of Tauros runs in the way of the Rhyhorn, so he gets another Tauros. And I feel like I might know where this episode's going.
Yep.
And the Rhyhorn gets away. Oh yeah, Team Rocket, the kids are stupid. They're the stupid ones. Oh my gosh! That's right. Team Rocket holds the warden hostage with his own gun pointed at his own head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really not as much.
Basically saying, if you don't tell us where the Dratini is, we will hurt you.
Team Rocket was never going to fight fair, Warden.
We do bad things fairly. Nope, sends out Arbok.
I feel like they do something with Arbok, too, that makes it sort of...
That?
I don't know. I don't know if constricting it is enough.
Oh, okay. Just saying he'll go out on a date.
Taking advantage of the old man. So Jesse tries to flirt. James and Meowth try to interrogate, like,
Meowth,
detective.
That's quite the mustache you got there.
It's a little weird to have a mustache without a nose.
And I got an ad.
Same.
And we're back with that commercial break. So on the count of three, we'll hit play again. 1, 2, 3, play.
If only these commercial breaks, like, coincided with the actual show's commercial breaks.
Right?
Ooh, that food looks good. I want it.
Right?
Not even food is going to convince him to tell them where the Dratini is. I think this is like
that's
a torture device.
Disturbing looking.
Like a silly device, but I still think it's a torture device.
Watch Pete end up being a tickle.
Yeah,
no, it is.
Yeah.
It's a tickle device. Or you'll die
yeah.
laughing. Nope, oh, he caved.
Tickling is just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at all those lures. Misty's got a bunch of cool... Why would you have a Charmander lure?
Because water Pokemon want to attack the fire Pokemon?
Seems mean.
It does.
She also has an allure that looks like her, which I think we actually see in another episode.
Yes, yes we do. Yep.
I think this must be the first time though, right? Because I don't think we've seen it in our rewatch.
Gyarados!
Oh, you know, just catching a Gyarados with a Misty lure. Oh, JK, line broke. Oh gosh, she's still being tickled. The tried and true solution of just zapping things to make them work or not work.
Mm-hmm.
So they've saved him from the tickle device. And he's let them know that Team Rocket is going after Dratini, which of course informs them that there is a Dratini in a place called the Dragon Valley?
Sweet.
That sounds cool. Very metal.
So James and Meowth are scuba diving.
Oh, it's a Dratini!
looking for the Dratini, and there it is at the water just staring at Jesse.
Oh, its voice is so bizarre.
Oh, she steps on their air.
I'm pretty sure they've done this in another episode, too.
I believe they did. I think it was in the episode with the Muk and the Grimer.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely right. Yeah, that'll scare a Dratini away, jumping out of the water and screaming. But I guess it makes sense when you don't have any air.
Underwater electric bomb. It's dynamite.
Oh my gosh.
It's horrible.
Luckily it won't work because it's Team Rocket.
Right. Use up all the safari zones. Safari balls, sorry.
Alright, dynamite's in the water. Oh, Warden's jumping in after the dynamite.
Misty stops Ash from jumping in.
It's not gonna work. Ash will get in that water.
Yep, there
but he
goes.
Turned his hat back around, so, you know. Or backwards? Backwards.
Oh, wow, Misty. Misty sends out Staryu.
Yeah, see, it would make... See, Ash.
I would have sent out Starmie, but okay.
I think Starmie...
And Ash is calling
Starmie. Is kind of like her Pidgeotto. You know? Where, like, she just forgets she has it, even though it would be useful all the time.
Yeah. So he had Staryu save the Warden, and Ash went down to go retrieve the bomb.
Which means he definitely...
Say, that lake is deep.
Yeah. It's probably like, I don't know. 50 feet. Or more, because Ash is swimming forever.
Mm-hmm. Nope, Ash starting to drown.
Wait,
now.
No, that's not what would happen. If, what? You would not sink. You would still float up. What is happening?
And I got an ad.
Same.
All right. back from that commercial break. On the count of three. One, two, three, play. So Ash is sinking. Doug's already explained to us that it's not possible for him to sink like that.
I mean, not so soon.
Right, right.
Like the moment he lost like his ability to breathe, he just like sank like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
You'd still float up.
And starting to rain.
Oh, and storm. I'm not really sure how those waves are working. Or that whirlpool is working.
Well, whirlpool is a move, just not in this generation. Dragonair. Dratini evolved into Dragonair.
Which is weird, because we didn't really see it happen. We just saw, like, a Dragonair swim by, and then, bam, Dragonair. It can make rain or snowfall at its will. It can even fly,
it can fly
without wings.
Even through it. That makes so much more sense.
What, that it can fly?
Yes. Watch Sun and Moon Season 2.
All right, well, Team Rocket got blown up by its own dynamite. We all saw that coming.
Yep.
Oh, there's something interesting about that Dragonair's horn. Also, I don't know that Dratini evolved, because the Dratini that Jesse saw didn't have that scar.
Exactly. So it must have been a different Dratini.
Yeah, and this is just his Dratini from before.
Yeah, but there was a glowing bright light to indicate evolution.
Oh, wait, what's that? A second Dratini?
Yeah, okay. Okay, so it's saying Dragonair's kids.
What does that mean? Misty was like, I wish I could meet the Pokemon I trained like this. What?
Yeah.
You have the Pokemon you trained. Okay, that makes sense. They're talking with Professor Oak and basically saying, like, we're not going to let anyone know what we saw because we don't want the Safari Zone to get destroyed again. And Ash just sent all of his Tauros to Professor Oak.
Yeah.
Poor Professor Oak.
But I love how they're like, oh, Tauros is super easy to catch in the anime, but you go into the games and Tauros is super hard.
Yep. Oh, don't mind this Dragonair just flying around. Oh. Whoa.
Meowth has a little song at the end.
Oh, that's so fun. Oh, there's a Jigglypuff in the sky.
Basically replacing the moon.
Yeah. Oh, this is so funny. Oh, I wish we had this. Although, I mean, now it's an Electrode.
Yeah.
I guess I can't say that I wish we had this instead of the Poképrap, because the Poképrap, like, was perfect for a bunch of kids. But, oh, it's a Clefairy! But I do like this. This is cool. What's it gonna turn into next? Oh, that was a terrifying transformation. It's now a Meowth head.
Meowth head, yeah.
I'm assuming it ends on the Meowth head.
I would hope
it does. It does.
Okay.
It should turn into Lunatone. Okay, so thoughts?
My phone's going off, even though I turned it off. Okay, so my thoughts. It's a decent episode. Fills in a lot of gaps.
30 gaps in particular.
I can see why they couldn't air this, and why they couldn't, like, edit around the gun, because it's pretty much everywhere.
Yes, I think that this episode, for folks who were surprised that it was cut, need to remember, like, exactly when this aired and what channel and what, like, television block. This was surrounded by a bunch of Saturday morning cartoons. And this was like the same era when One Piece had that really, really terrible dub where they just like edited everything out. So even though in like a vacuum, this episode is nowhere near the most outrageous anime episode people have seen, it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit into like the slot that they wanted Pokemon to be, which was, you know, a show for young kids, surrounded by a bunch of other shows for young kids. So it's just, it's like a weird, I don't know, it's a weird context thing. But I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm not like outraged. I think some people think that when, you know, like people who think that this episode should have been banned the way that it was are like outraged about it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's not it. just didn't quite fit. I would struggle to figure out a way that they could have included really footage from this in a full episode. You know what I mean?
Maybe they could have done something where it's like, oh, hey, you want to know how Ash got his 30 Tauros? Oh. Here's a 5-minute thing on like a bonus DVD or something.
No,
you know
what they could have done? They could have done a like a flashback episode or a recap episode, like before, I don't know, before the Pokemon League, that was like a purely American like recap. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think how they would do that, because they certainly wouldn't animate new footage, but I think they probably could have done it. I think given like what other dubs have done, what shows like Power Rangers or VR Troopers or like Masked Rider did, I think they very easily could have cut in footage that maybe we'd already seen, but just dub new voices. Like they're at a campground or they're, you know, the three of them are hanging out and just talking or something. And then they just talk about like Pokemon that they had caught along the way. And then they kind of spliced in the Safari like Zone footage.
Yeah. Like a recap.
Exactly. Yeah. That could have worked, but I can see why they, you know, I think these shows were cheap for them. So I don't know that they were going to put together a whole new episode just to explain where Tauros came from.
Mm-hmm. Which really, honestly, if you think about it, wouldn't have cost them that much to do this episode, just because like you'd only really have to create just a few new dialogues and then everything else you already got.
Yeah,
archived,
the only new stuff is voices. You'd have to cut everything together, but
and obviously they can't do it now because certain voice actors and actresses are gone. So
well, yeah, they could. It would be weird because basically what they would have to do. This would be funny if they did this. If it would make no sense, but if they made an episode that acknowledged that somehow in almost like a self-referential way, I don't know how they would pull that off. And I don't know why Japan would care.
But what's cool about this episode though, is they actually explained Dratini or Dragonair can fly, and, minor spoilers for Sun and Moon anime, but in the second season, they all start riding flying Pokemon, and one of them rides a Dragonair. And I'm like, wait, since when can Dragonair fly? Well, apparently since the first season. But it's little feather things on its heads actually grow to be longer and actually become wings.
That deep lore, though. First season, y'all. But,
There you go.
The thread has been threaded. I don't know. It was a cool episode. I'm glad I watched it. This is the first time I've watched any episode in Japanese of the original series. I've since watched other ones in Japanese, but not this series. So that's cool.
Yeah, and we will have one more episode in Japanese to watch.
Yeah.
Which I think will be coming up shortly.
I think so.
I think that episode and this episode are somewhat close together, so I think it's like maybe like a few episodes in between.
Cool.
But that will be the Porygon episode. Obviously, we'll put in a warning if you decide to watch it. We just got to find it. And hopefully we'll find one without ads, so it'll be a lot smoother.
Well, what else? We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
We might be able to figure out a way to finagle it so that there are no ads. I'll do some research.
Okay.
But, yeah. Well, I like that. That was fun. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you all liked that, too. It was a little different because we had to sort of sum up what was going on, but it's worth watching after if you weren't totally sure what was happening. But anyway, thanks, everyone. We liked that. And we like that you were here with us on this lovely adventure through the Safari Zone on our way to the Victory Road. For information on episodes and contests, or to give us feedback on the show, be sure to find the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Victory Road Pod. And if there's something in the world of Pokemon you know a whole lot about and you'd like to appear on the podcast, let us know. Until next time, we're headed back to the Safari Zone to not hunt Dratini. See you later.
I love how you said we're leaving the Safari Zone to go back to the Victory Road, but then you say we're going back to the Safari Zone.
Yeah, well, we have more business to take care of. And I didn't think about that ahead of time, so thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody.
Production of the 4Ride Radio Network. For other great shows, check out www.4rideradio.com.